This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm with you for another hour. That means that we'll take some more of your calls, 877-726-8255. That's a way that you can call and record a question. And so let's start out with one of those recorded questions.
Is there any disadvantage in getting a pacemaker? If my doctor recommends it, would I have any regrets for getting one? I heard that there is no reverse. Once it's done, you can't turn back, and I also heard that your heart stops beating, and you have to totally depend on this. I feel afraid to even try depending on something like that for my life, and I wondered if you know anything about the Watchman or Walkman procedure about sealing up a hole in the heart, and I was wondering if cardioversion is something I should get for atrial fibrillation. And I wanted to know if I can get an MRI if I have a pacemaker.
Okay.
And if I can stop taking pills of atrial fibrillation, take warfarin, bisoprolol, and atorvastatin or something like that. Thank you.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack here. But so first let's talk about pacemakers. And, you know, I want to dispel the idea that somehow once you have a pacemaker, that if for some reason it malfunctions, you're going to die. Because you're going to be on virtual life support with a pacemaker. Pacemakers are generally used to correct a condition called bradycardia, or what's called sick sinus syndrome. And we're not talking about your nasal sinuses. We're talking about a part of the heart called the sinus, which is the part of the heart from which originated the electrical impulses that cause your heart to beat or the chambers to contract. And so with a pacemaker, you get an electrical signal that's a regular electrical signal that's a beat, 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 and it's primed to work in relationship to the lower threshold that your heart should beat at. It doesn't prevent your heart from beating faster. You may need medications to slow that down. But if you have sick sinus syndrome, you may faint, you may feel lightheaded. It's a problem, and that's why pacemakers get put in. And it's a very common procedure. 800,000 people in the United States have active pacemakers, and 150,000 are implanted every year. And it's actually, you know, it's kind of a rite of passage, like braces or getting your tonsils out. Well, they don't do that anymore, for people past a certain age. You know, there's a lot of people who have pacemakers, and it's fine. There are problems that can be associated with pacemakers. The lead that's supposed to send the electrical impulse to shock your heart to beat can move. There can be infections. There can even be accidents where it damages the wall of the heart or can cause bleeding. But you can remain physically active. You can feel free to take baths and showers and, you know, travel and do all the things that you're used to doing. At the airport, you may want to let the TSA agent know that you have a pacemaker, because some of these screening devices, metal detectors and the like, can have a triggering effect on the pacemaker, or can interfere with the pacemaker's function. There's also a thing called an ICD, an implantable cardioverter defibrillator, which is a whole different thing. That's something which can deliver a shock to your heart if you go into ventricular tachycardia or have a cardiac arrest. That's a rare procedure, but the poster boy for that procedure was Dick Cheney. He had one of those. And there's kind of a lurid episode I remember from the show Homeland, where I think it was the defense secretary who had one of those things, and a foreign agent used some kind of electrical device. I think it was sent to him as a gift or something that caused his ICD to malfunction, thus killing him. But not to worry with an ordinary pacemaker. But there's some interesting things here. I looked up some of the devices that may interfere with your ICDs and pacemakers. And it's page after page of things that may interfere with your implantable cardioverter defibrillator or your pacemaker. Anti-theft systems. Don't linger near an anti-theft system longer than is necessary. Well, every store in New York has an anti-theft system, but I think you'd have to kind of press up against it or lean on it for a long period of time to have a problem. Cell phones, they even say keep your cell phone at least 6 inches away from your ICD or pacemaker. You know, if you've got a pacemaker on the right side of your chest, don't put it in your shirt pocket right over the pacemaker. Maybe not such a good idea. Even those Bluetooth headphones, don't rest your headphones on your pacemaker. You can use the headphones, but don't place them directly adjacent to the pacemaker. Radios, not a problem. Power generating equipment, arc welding equipment, and jumper cables, stay at least 2 feet away. Magnets, maybe you're thinking of getting a magnetic bed. Not such a great idea if you have a pacemaker. Ab stimulators, you know, those things that stimulate your abdominal muscles to make the pounds melt away. Maybe not such a great idea if you have an implanted device, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Medical procedures that may pose a risk. You can get an MRI these days with a pacemaker. The pacemakers are programmed so that they can be put into a mode where the MRI is not going to interfere with their functioning. Newer pacemakers accommodate that. There you have it. For those of you who have pacemakers, you've been cautioned. You also have to go in to get your pacemaker tuned up. You can also get a readout sometimes on your pacemaker remotely. There are ways to do it with a phone just a way of monitoring the function of your pacemaker and sending the information to your doctor. But usually pacemaker maintenance requires going back to your doctor on a regular basis to make sure that the pacemaker is doing what the pacemaker is supposed to do. So, you know, when it comes to, you have other questions about how to treat atrial fibrillation. That's another condition that is treated with medications, with blood thinners, sometimes with ablation. There are various ways to treat that, but that may not entirely eliminate the need for a pacemaker if your heart slows down. But not to worry. You know, it's not like, hey, it is kind of weird because you have this device and it makes your heart beat regularly, and it creates the impression that somehow that's the only thing that intervenes for you between wellness and sudden death. And that's not the case with pacemakers. If the pacemaker doesn't work properly, you may revert to the original problem, but you're not likely to experience a life-threatening crisis. But if your pacemaker stops working, time to check in with your doctor and make sure that it gets addressed. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, one of my favorite supplements is MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites a process called mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Because as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional, but with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boosts your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. So to get more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman, use code Hoffman10 at checkout to receive 10% off MitoCure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. This item has to do with the sharp increase in diagnoses for sedative, hypnotic, and anxiety use disorder in young adults. And what they found is that a strikingly high percentage of adolescents and young adults have now been diagnosed with not just the occasional use or the use under medical supervision of these medications for anxiety, but they didn't have a prescription for one of these medications. There's a brisk black market in these medications. They say efforts to target non-medical use of these drugs is important as a means to reduce this disorder. You know, I got to say, there's a sharp increase in mental disorders, anxiety, depression among young people. And I'm reading a couple of books that speak to that. One, The Coddling of America by Jonathan Haidt. It's a 2018 book. And his most recent book, The Anxious Generation, traces why our kids are so anxious. And part of it has to do with safetyism, protecting kids and cushioning them from all manner of peril and danger. That's a trend that began to emerge in the 2000s. A lot of us were latchkey kids. We got to roam our neighborhoods. We were free range. And now kids are protected, but they're also immersed in their phones. And so they have less and less of an opportunity to experience reality, cope with real challenges. And this is responsible for creating a great deal of anxiety and depression. We're, you know, the expression snowflakes, it's a real deal when it comes to many of our young people. They're less resilient than previous generations, and the result is epic misuse of anxiety and sedative medications to deal with a problem that should be dealt with in a more natural way. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Bank of America is full of lies. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Television Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And here in New York, I'm in my studio here in Manhattan, and as I look out the window, in addition to the fact that there are like siren sounds in the background because it's continually something's happening here, it is dark and gloomy. And, well, that's one of the reasons why I try to take at least a couple of vacations to parts south and get some sun therapy to brighten my mood and to break the gloom of the seasons. We know that we can treat seasonal affective disorder to some degree with bright light therapy. Bright light therapy can be helpful for supporting mood. And I have a bright light that I turn on in the morning when it's, you know, I get up kind of early and it's still dark. It's twilight and I need bright light to get me going in the morning, especially in winter months. Here's an item that looks at bright light therapy for non-seasonal depressive disorders. In other words, you don't even have to have SAD to benefit from exposure to bright light. What they found is that remission of symptoms and response to treatment and depression scales were assessed. And what they found was that exposure to bright light, this is based on 11 trials in patients who had non-seasonal, just ordinary depression, their moods were improved. Results of this review revealed that bright light therapy was an effective adjunctive treatment for non-seasonal depressive disorder. It's not a standalone treatment, but it may improve the response time to the initial treatment. Here's another study that looks at an adjunctive treatment, because one of the treatments for depression is CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and it works. It, you know, talk therapy that reframes the way that you look at the world. And those of you who are in the field of psychology, psychiatry, social work, you know about cognitive behavioral therapy. Some of you out there have undergone CBT therapy. This study is entitled Efficacy and Safety of Oral Creatine as an Add-on to Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. Now, creatine is something that I take to support energy, to fend off sarcopenia, but it has brain benefits. And what they found is that the use of creatine could be a useful and safe supplement to cognitive behavioral therapy for depression. They investigated an 8-week trial of creatine in addition to CBT, and they found that the results were better with creatine than with CBT alone. So interesting. I'm getting brain benefits from my bright light and my creatine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Reminder that if you're looking for supplements and you want a reliable source, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, which is drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. And some of them are quite hard to find. They're a little esoteric. You can all find especially some of the unusual ones, professional quality supplements, where it's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. That's where I get my supplements. There's fast free shipping and optional refill reminders. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And we've got a recorded question, so let's hear that.
I have a question regarding increasing my protein intake or going carnivore with chronic kidney disease. I am a young 30-year-old, relatively healthy, but I've had chronic kidney disease, non-diabetic, since I was a very young child. I was wondering if there were any studies that show the safety and efficacy of increasing diet or going carnivore.
Okay, so this is
manage my CKD. Thank you.
Okay, so this is an interesting question because it's an example of how views have shifted in the field of nutrition. Nutrition is a field that is in evolution, and when it comes to this notion that the science is settled, the science is almost never settled in the field of nutrition. It used to be thought that since the kidneys are the filtration organ for many things, but especially protein, and the main byproduct of kidney filtration is something called nitrogenous byproducts of protein, that if you have compromised kidney function, it's a good idea to limit your protein. You make your kidneys work less hard. And in fact, for a while it was thought that everyone should reduce their protein intake. Now it's been discovered that there is no rationale for reducing protein in anyone with normal kidney function. So for ordinary people, going on a carnivore diet could work just fine. Different strokes for different folks. Carnivore diets are often recommended for people with autoimmune conditions, people who have a need to lose weight because it's a low-carb ketogenic diet. There may be brain benefits to the ketogenic diet. So carnivore diet is kind of in vogue these days for certain conditions. But what about if you have compromised kidney function? If, for example, you have diabetes, and many diabetics already have kidney damage and their kidneys aren't working that well, or if you're older and your kidneys aren't working that well, or if you have high blood pressure, especially in combination with diabetes, that's the main reason why people go on dialysis, because their kidneys shut down in relationship to the challenge of high blood pressure combined with high blood sugar. It damages the kidneys, and pretty soon you need to get a transplant or go on dialysis. And then there are people who have genetic conditions. There are people who have autoimmune conditions where the kidneys are affected, and what's called the creatinine clearance is reduced. You might have a high blood creatinine or high BUN, blood urea nitrogen, and that suggests you have CKD, chronic kidney disease. So the thought originally was you really got to go easy on protein with those people because their kidneys are already working overtime, and burdening the kidneys with a lot of protein is going to be a problem. So I wouldn't necessarily suggest a carnivore diet for that condition unless you're being supervised by a doctor who's going to keep close track of what goes on. Maybe you've got an autoimmune kidney problem. Maybe the carnivore diet could reduce the impact of autoimmunity in terms of damaging your kidneys. Maybe you want to go on a carnivore diet because of the diabetes that's causing you to have chronic kidney disease, but it didn't sound like that. You didn't mention diabetes as part of the problem. There's some studies that now call upon us to rethink protein intake and kidney health, all right? And one of the studies comes from, it's actually a review of 21 studies looking at people with CKD, chronic kidney disease. It's a 2020 systematic review, 21 randomized controlled trials of adults who were not yet on dialysis but had chronic kidney disease. And they looked at three levels of protein. One is very low protein, one is low protein, and one is normal protein, which is still kind of low. It's lower than you'd get on a carnivore diet. And they concluded that protein restriction had less than stellar effects with regard to disease progression. They say, and I quote, low protein diets may make little difference to the number of people who progress to end-stage kidney disease. There's limited data, no data on whether quality of life is impacted, and so they're kind of skeptical about that. And a more recent study questions the efficacy of protein restriction for people with CKD. They say, and this is from the National Kidney Foundation's Kidney Disease Outcomes Quality Initiative. They say the trials used to justify the guidelines, the low-protein guidelines, do not support that a low-protein diet lowers the risk of end-stage kidney disease or slows the progression of kidney disease unless one relies on certain isolated subgroups and ignores the totality of the evidence. So there may be some instances where, yeah, you know, maybe a little protein restriction. Generally, what I recommend with people who have impaired kidney function is moderate protein intake. And here's part of the problem. When you go on a very low protein diet, what else are you going to eat? You're going to eat a lot more carbs. And carbs tend to be the problem when it comes to chronic kidney disease for many people who have elevated blood sugar, which damages the kidney. They have overweight, which can be made worse by excess carbohydrate intake, which then increases blood pressure, which then increases your lipids, and that too can have a deleterious effect on kidney function. So it's you take away the protein, people eat more carbs, that's not necessarily a good thing for kidney function. So in your specific instance, you got to check with a nutritionally oriented physician to see if a carnivore diet is right for you and be monitored, but isn't necessarily contraindicated as was once thought. Folks, are you tired of feeling tired all the time? Do you wish that you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, NT Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. At a cellular level, NT Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids that are found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair the mitochondria, and mitochondrial damage is a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT Factor therapy resulted in a 27% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% in studies, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome, those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been personally using NT Factor for years to support my energy, and I prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go directly to ntfactor.com. There's a user-friendly website there. That's ntfactor.com to see the full range of NT Factor products. All right, this side of, there's a lot of talk about the U.S. pulling out of the WHO, the World Health Organization. It's one of the first things that Trump did with his flurry of executive orders, and a lot of people say, that's horrible. Like, we need a World Health Organization. I mean, it looks, sounds great, and I think it's important to have international cooperation around health issues. There's a lot that can be done to stem infectious disease epidemics if there's proper coordination between countries. And so a lot of people deplore our withdrawal from the World Health Organization. But I got to say, I am not that keen on top-down recommendations that come from an international body like the World Health Organization when it comes to diet. I don't want my taxpayer dollars, tens and tens of millions, to go to an organization that promulgates the following guidelines, what they call, I'm going to their website, 12 Steps to Healthy Eating. So here's what they say. And this is actually, if indeed we want to sign on to this, we're going to be subject to international recommendations that will influence what we do in our sovereign country. And here's what they say. Eat a nutritious diet based on a variety of foods, so far so good, originating mainly from plants rather than animals. Eat bread, whole grains, pasta, rice, or potatoes several times per day. Maybe, in my opinion, not such a great idea. Eat a variety of vegetables and fruits. Okay, good idea. Maintain body weight between the recommended limits, a BMI of 18.5 to 25. Excuse me. My BMI, and BMI is a lousy measure of optimal body composition, is about 25.5. And so I am considered overweight by that standard. And, you know, at 5'10 and 165 pounds, but it's about your body composition. So a person who is 19, a BMI of 19, could be extremely frail. Control fat intake, they say, not more than 30% of daily energy, and replace most saturated fats with unsaturated fats. Maybe not such a good idea. You know, 'cause they're saying, well, use margarine instead of butter. Replace fatty meat and meat products with beans, legumes, lentils, fish, poultry, or lean meat. Got to be lean meat. Cut the fat out. Use milk and dairy products that are low in both fat and salt. Well, for some people, you know, they should consume less salt. But for others, if you're active and you don't have an underlying condition like hypertension, salt may be fine. They do say, okay, eat foods that are low in sugar. Fine. Okay. Choose a low-salt diet. That's a one-size-fits-all recommendation where they want draconian restriction of salt, and so on and so on. So this is what WHO is putting out, World Health Organization. Should we kowtow to recommendations that are thoroughly unscientific from an international body that wants to impose its worldview on us? And that's one of the reasons why decoupling from World Health Organization may not be such a bad idea until they get their act together. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. As I have stated, our number 877-726-8255. That way you can record a question, and let's hear one of those.
I visited my primary care physician for some post-viral fatigue, and she ran a battery of tests. One of which was the ANA test, which I was positive for. Anyway, I've never been tested for this before. This prompted a referral to an immunologist who ran a battery of autoimmune disease tests, all of which were negative. There was about at least 12 to 15 of them. Mm-hmm. He said if I started to have new symptoms, I should return to be retested. Soon thereafter, I recovered from the post-viral fatigue. Anyway, I understand some people, doing a little research, can test positive for ANA while they have no autoimmune conditions and no symptoms and may never get one. I am otherwise a completely healthy 66-year-old. So is the positive ANA indicative of something sinister and hidden only to emerge later on, or is simply its presence the abnormal result a concern right now? And if so, what can I do about it? Thank you.
Okay, this is really a wonderful question, and it gives me an opportunity to clear something up. The ANA test is something that tests for anti-nuclear antibodies, which is a hallmark of lupus and other diseases, but it's not diagnostic of those diseases. And in fact, statistics show that anywhere from up to 20% of middle-aged, young to middle-aged to older women have a positive ANA. And they may be auditioning for a health problem like lupus or scleroderma or you know, something along the lines of an inflammatory condition that may need to be treated, but they ultimately don't come down with it. They don't get the part they're auditioning for. And so having a positive ANA may be associated with some mild symptoms, like this woman was describing, some low-grade fatigue, some achy joints, maybe Raynaud's syndrome, which is very cold, white or blue fingertips in the cold where the circulation is poor. But it often doesn't ultimately loom as a serious disease. A lot of people get freaked out. They say, oh, my goodness, I tested positive for lupus. Well, by no means is that diagnostic of lupus. In fact, the diagnosis of lupus is not based on a blood test, although blood tests can indicate a propensity to it, but it's based on the manifestation of various types of organ damage. And so it is also possible that in the wake of a viral illness, that temporarily your ANA is positive because your immune system is hyperactivated, or even in the wake of a vaccine. We've seen that as a potential vaccine reaction. So, I think it's maybe a call to do everything you can to support your immune system, to take omega-3 fatty acids, to take a look at your diet and maybe eliminate foods that can cause your immune system to react adversely. There is something called the AIP, the autoimmune paleo diet, that is helpful for people with autoimmune conditions. There are a lot of people who feel kind of lousy, have a positive ANA, but they don't have a clinical diagnosis of one or another of these, all these diseases that the rheumatologist or the immunologist checks you out for. But by means of taking certain supplements and following the AIP, the autoimmune paleo diet, they feel much better. And sometimes I've seen their ANA revert back to normal. So I would not worry about it. I would take all the measures that you usually take to support your health and perhaps repeat the test and see if it possibly has reverted back to normal. I wouldn't worry about it. Thanks for that great question. All right. Well, we talked earlier, last hour, about how to supercharge your immune system because winter is here and so too is all the coughing and sneezing that it entails. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. My friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. It contains AHCC from the original formula. That's one of the most powerful mushroom extracts available. Now along with fermented wheat germ extract super concentrate, which supercharges your immune system like never before. Now, this is well studied. There are more than 150 combined published research reports on this subject. Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoff. Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new
summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. A dispersal order is being issued by LAPD following a large pro-illegal immigrant protest in downtown Los Angeles in response to President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. LAPD says the demonstration did not have a permit. The country is still reeling from two plane crashes in Philadelphia and Washington. Authorities say the investigations will be very thorough and time-consuming. Aviation attorney Robert Clifford.
We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters.
Authorities said Sunday they recovered the remains of 55 of the 67 people who died in that mid-air collision. Families of the victims visited the crash site on Sunday. President Trump says he'll be speaking with Canadian and Mexican officials on Monday morning. The president said he would speak with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau along with Mexican officials. He said that he did not expect anything very dramatic. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump this week. He's expected to travel to the White House Tuesday. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas are expected to begin talks on negotiating an end to the war.
It's not clear whether these talks will succeed, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington this week. He's set to meet with President Donald Trump. Trump has made it clear he would like to see this phase two succeed. These talks at the White House could set the tone and help decide whether the sides can find a way to end this war.
Netanyahu will be the first foreign leader to meet with Trump in his second term. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Well, we have a new election, and with that, a lot of new ideas about tax planning. What are taxes going to look like going forward? What do we need to do to position ourselves so that we disinherit the government and not your kids? It means being tax smart with our business, retirement, and income planning. Because if your business, income, and retirement planning is not tax smart, it's probably tax dumb. Let's fix that today. Call me.
CPA. Tough times for a major drugstore chain.
Shares of Walgreens tumbled after it announced it's suspending its dividend, breaking a streak of quarterly shareholder payouts stretching back more than 90 years. The drugstore chain says it made the move to strengthen its balance sheet and improve cash flow as company leaders try to turn around the struggling business. Walgreens has been dealing with thin prescription reimbursement, rising expenses, persistent theft, and inflation-sensitive shoppers looking for bargains elsewhere. Rich Thomason reporting.
As crews clean up from the L.A. fires, city officials and residents are opposing the designation of a federally owned park to process hazardous waste. The EPA is using Lario Park in the San Gabriel Valley to temporarily separate, package, and then transport potentially hazardous materials from the Eaton Fire in Altadena. Next generation of Honda motor manufacturing will happen in Ohio. News and analysis at townhall.com. Colleges and universities respond to the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, Some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. To get colleges to shutter diversity programs, he said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A Super Bowl watch party will cost about the same as last year. A Wells Fargo report shows feeding 10 people for the game will run around $139, which is 10 cents more than last year. Prices at the grocery store are up 1.8%. The price of chicken wings, game day favorite, rose 7%. Meanwhile, the cost of frozen shrimp is down 4% compared to last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. Get ready. I'm gonna turn on the fire hose, and I've got a ton of information I'm going to share with you today. The topic is, let's just call it like it is, the top 10 reasons you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. All right, the top 10. And we're talking about an unwanted discharge from assisted living. Before I start, you know, getting into all of this stuff, don't call or email or text saying, well, gosh, that's not fair. You just don't like assisted living. No, I love assisted living. It's fantastic. It's a great fit for so many people, but you also have to understand a lot of the gotchas. And I get the calls from people who have been stung by some of these, and they're not happy. They're not happy at all. So, again, meeting the mission of Senior Care Live, information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers, I'm sharing these top 10 reasons. So let's talk just a super quick review of the assisted living level of care. Just understand that assisted living is a social model. It's just not a medical model. So they can help you minimally or fully with your what's called ADLs, activities of daily living. That would be your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They can help you to a point with incontinence support. They manage your medications, make sure you get all of those properly and on time. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration at this point. There's a full calendar of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls, saving you a trip out. If you prefer to keep your doctor or need to see a specialist, there's transportation to get you out to your medical appointments. There is a ton to love about assisted living, but they all have their limitations and thresholds. Okay? And, you know, there are so many discharges from the assisted living level of care to that next higher level of care, which would be long-term care. And a lot of folks still refer to that as a nursing home. Okay, but that's okay. If you need a higher level of care, then you discharge and you find long-term care, and that's fine. But there's so much conflicting information out there as to who does what and what are the thresholds and that sort of thing. So I just wanted to, again, just review some of the common issues that will result in you receiving an unwanted discharge or receiving that dreaded discharge letter from your assisted living community. So number one, and these aren't in any particular order. Okay. Number one, becoming a two-person transfer. So I'll just share a quick story. A recent senior care consulting client called up. They were very upset. They used one of these free referral services. Okay, they chose the place, and it went fine. It went fine for maybe, I don't know, 5-6 months. Then one day out of the blue, they get this 30-day discharge notice. And it said that because your dad has weakened to the point where he is now a two-person transfer, meaning it takes two staff to help him move from point A to point B, we're not able to do that. You've exceeded our limitations or our threshold, and so you're going to have to move him to long-term care. We can no, and here's the quote, we can no longer meet the needs of your father. We can no longer meet the needs. That's it. And this family, they were not told of any transfer limitations. They thought everything was going to be wonderful, and it was for a short period of time. They were not educated by the free referral service about the potential for discharge or the limitations. Hey, they went cha-ching, and they made their $6,000-$7,000 kickback on that one. They love it. They love it. And it doesn't matter that you're there for 5 or 6 months. They'll come back, and they'll say, hey, we'll help you find another place. And then they'll rack up another another kickback. How about that? All right, I'm getting off track. I need to get back on track here. That'll be for another program. So, again, they were not told about this limitation. And, again, with senior care consulting, this is not an issue because we discuss all of that up front. Most assisted living facilities or communities can provide a one-person transfer. In fact, all of them can. There is always a little bit of a gray area. There are some, and we're talking just very few, there are some assisted living communities that can accommodate a two-person transfer. And there are even some that are willing to use mechanical lifts to help transport or move, transfer a resident from point A to point B. But very, very few. So I'm talking some generalities here. Number two, just requiring too much care. So the staffing model in assisted living, it has some limitations in the vast majority of assisted living communities. And the bottom line, if you need more care than they can offer, you are out, period. It's just very cut and dry. You're probably not told this in too much detail, if any, up front, but again, that's why I'm reviewing all this. Number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. So most places could help out at least minimally with incontinence management and incontinence support. But if this becomes more and more of an issue, and if the resident, as the resident, would need more and more assistance from staff to help manage the incontinence support, at some point, most places are going to pull the trigger. They're going to give you the discharge letter, and they're going to say, we can no longer keep up with the incontinence management. You're going to need to move to long-term care to get that handled. All right, number four. Let's say if you need a low air loss mattress to prevent wound issues and skin breakdown issues. So if you are sedentary, maybe laying in bed a lot, it's pretty common to develop skin breakdown and pressure ulcers, and wound care would be needed on those pressure points, on your back, on your side. And remember, it's a social model. It's not a medical model. So if you need something like that, that clearly falls into the camp of the medical model. Number five. If your loved one needs, again, medical care, such as wound care, that's going to be managed by a registered nurse, and there's a lot that goes into wound care. Compression wraps for lymphedema and treating and managing cellulitis that might be come along with that. Requiring that mechanical lift in lieu of a two-person transfer, just to make sure that that resident can be transferred from point A to point B using one of the Hoyer lifts, one of the sit-to-stand lifts, that sort of thing. Tube feeding. I've not been able to find an assisted living community that can handle someone and provide all hands-on care for tube feeding. Urinary catheter care. That comes down to an RN again. That falls into that medical category. And, of course, IV therapy, that's pretty clearly in the medical category. All right, so again, if your loved one needs pretty specific medical care, that is probably going to get you a discharge from assisted living because it's just not the right fit at the assisted living level, period. Number six, if your loved one requires pain management, and that's more than they can handle, they can give your loved one Tylenol or, stronger prescription medication to manage pain. But when we start getting into, pain patches, pain injections, injecting the medication in certain areas, managing an implanted pain pump, that is going to cross the line in at most the vast majority of places. Number seven, it could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, all assisted living communities that I'm aware of, if the resident can competently manage, measure their blood sugar, dial up a pin, give themselves their shot, or manage the oral medications, that's fine. That's fine. The problem comes in where if you need a nurse to give you the injection, that's a challenge. And most assisted living communities do not offer round-the-clock diabetic management that would have to be handled by at least an LPN. All right. And again, that's a function of staffing. So coming up next, I'm going to continue my list of the top 10 reasons you could receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities are private pay only. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Bank of America is full of lies. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities are private pay only. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. A little bit of a trick question. Although the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, and what that means is you're writing a check that you're paying for your stay in the assisted living community. You're paying for that out of pocket using your own resources. Okay, so the vast majority are. There are always a few exceptions. So, for example, you know, here in the Kansas City area, we straddle states of Kansas and Missouri. So on the Kansas side, there's actually a little bucket of money, a little category within the Medicaid program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services. And within that category, they will pay for some of the cost of your stay at the assisted living level of care. It's not enough, frankly. Okay, so in certain instances, in just literally a handful, a few assisted living communities on the Kansas side, in the KC metro area, this is just an example, they will work with you in the Medicaid program through the HCBS program. Okay, the vast majority are private pay only. But technically, that statement is false. How about that? All right, back to the top 10 reasons you could receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. I left off at number 7 regarding diabetic management with insulin injections. And again, if you're a resident living in assisted living, and you can show that you can monitor your blood sugar properly. If you need insulin, you can dial up the pen to the right dose and go, boom, give yourself the jab. Insulin goes in. You're good to go. You're managing it properly. The problem is, or the challenge is, let's say if you have cognitive impairment, for example, or you have a physical limitation where you're just not able to do that. Most places are not going to be able to do that for you as far as giving, you know, drawing up the insulin and giving you the injection. Now, as with all of these places and all of these, you know, top 10 reasons, there are always a few exceptions. So I can think of just a handful of places off the top of my head, at least in our market here in the KC metro area. And I'm sure there are exceptions all around the country. But there are a few places that do have proper staffing, okay, 24-hour staffing with LPNs and maybe even RNs, and they can do that for you. Okay, I'm just saying the vast majority do not. And let's say you go in, you're able to take care of yourself with this, and then at some point you can't manage that, you can't do it on your own, and they don't have the staff to do it. And again, most places don't. You're going to get that letter, that discharge letter. We can no longer meet your needs. You're going to have to move somewhere else. All right, number eight, needing help eating food. So needing help feeding yourself, or maybe needing a very specialized diet, or needing a pureed or some other type of a specialized diet. Now, I'll say most assisted living communities are doing a lot better job of that today. About 10 years ago, I had a lady, and she comes up, she's wagging her finger at me. She goes, "You keep my dad out of a nursing home. I want him in assisted living." I'm like, "Okay, yes, ma'am." But the challenge is her dad, and God bless him, he had a stroke, and he was coming out of that stroke, but he was still requiring thickened liquids and a pureed diet and that sort of thing. But he was making some improvements. So I did my homework for her father and her and the rest of the family, of course, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, and I was able to identify an assisted living community who they were willing to meet his needs. And they knew that he was getting better, and at some point he may not need, again, thickened liquids. He had swallowing problems because of his stroke, so he was getting speech therapy to help out with that. And eventually he got back to where he was able to eat pretty much a normal diet, and he didn't need thickened liquids and all that stuff. But most places are not going to be able to do that. They're going to have some limitations that could trigger it. And now, this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, understand that all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive issues, cognitive impairment. So if you contact one, they're going to say, well, we offer memory care. And what they may mean by that is, oh, yeah, we have residents here with dementia. Yeah, they're doing fine. And they may say that even if they don't have a segregated or separate memory care neighborhood or memory care unit within the building. So, again, all of them care for cognitively impaired residents. All of them do. However, if the memory issues exceed their limits, you will be asked to move. So as an example, your loved one is doing well at the assisted living community. Everything's going great. And then you'll see a cognitive decline and due to dementia, Alzheimer's, or maybe one of the other types of dementia. And all of a sudden, your loved one is beginning to wander about. They're just walking around checking stuff out. And now, all of a sudden, they are considered an elopement risk or a flight risk, meaning they could wander out of the building just wanting to check something out. It could be 0 degrees. It could be 100 degrees, right? And it could be a lot of traffic, and they could unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. So now your loved one is considered now an elopement risk, or, if you will, a flight risk. Now, most assisted living communities have what's called a wander guard system. There are other names for these things as well. Essentially, you put a little wristband on, a little watch kind of a thing, and if you get too close to an exit, there's a little box up there that talks to the watch, and it turns on, it'll activate an alarm, and then they'll redirect you away from the door, and everything's fine. Okay, it's a great tool to prevent your loved one from leaving the building unattended, and again, unintentionally placing themselves in harm's way. However, If your loved one is setting off that alarm 10 times a day, okay, and if they don't have a memory care unit or neighborhood within that building, you will receive a discharge notice.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
So, don't be fooled. There's a lot more that you need to know about that. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you exactly how to handle that. So do not go away. And again, today we're reviewing the top 10 reasons that you could receive an unwanted discharge letter from the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Free, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this.
For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So, number nine regarding, oh yeah, we offer memory care for any assisted living communities. They, like I said, they all care for residents with at least mild cognitive impairment. But if some of these issues related to your cognitive impairment, you know, come to a point that they cannot manage, then you're going to get that letter. Now, if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, which is a separate special part of the building, they've got codes on the doors, there's more staffing, there's a lot to it, okay? If they have that available, your loved one can be transferred to that area of the building. They're just moving over to memory care. It's within the building. And that'll usually take care of the issue and meet your needs. Right? So, but if they don't, then that's what's going to happen. That's why I wanted to throw a consumer alert on that and wrap it up in that, because that's a big deal. And again, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, I have received maybe a bazillion calls from families saying, you know, they said they can meet the needs of my mom, and they knew that she had, you know, kind of some mild dementia issues, and they said they offer memory care. They said they could meet her needs for life, and they're an Asian place community, so they have to move, and here we are getting a discharge. Did they lie to me? They're really mad. And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't hear everything that was said. But I always put that squarely into the category or the camp of overpromise, underdeliver. And unfortunately, a lot of times salespeople will do that. They'll make the sale. 6 months later, you're asked to leave, and that's what happens. All right. So I just see it way too often. And again, I am not anti-assisted living. I could just hear it now. Well, that Steve just doesn't like assisted living, and that's really upsetting. No, that's not true. I mean, a large percentage of senior care consulting clients require the assisted living level of care. We just help them get it right the first time and not have any of these unwanted surprises. Period. That's it. Full stop. Okay, number 10. If you run out of money from the assist, and you're living in an assisted living community, you run out of money, you're going to get discharged. Period. Like I said earlier, most assisted living communities, that was our question of the week, the vast majority of them are private pay only. And, you know, even if you've lived there for years, the second you run out of money, unless they're one of the very, very few that are willing to work with the Medicaid program, and they are very few and far between. Okay, unless they're doing that, okay, the vast majority of everyone else, you are getting a discharge, period. And again, end of sentence, full stop on that one too. So one of my first clients, long time ago, a young lady in her 30s, she called me. I was referred by my attorney, and she said, Steve will take care of you. He'll make sure that you get it right. And she was weeping, literally just sobbing. And I'm like, okay, tell me what's going on. Let me see if I can help out here. And the long and the short of it was she was responsible for her grandmother. She called her, referred to her as Grams. I'll never forget this. And she said that they found a great place for Grams. It's assisted living, specializing in memory care. The whole community was memory care. So it was great. And she said they've done a wonderful job over the past, you know, several years. And she loves them, the staff loves her. It's just been wonderful. And then recently I get this letter given a 30-day discharge. They're kicking her out. And she's like, oh, no, oh, my gosh, what happened? She calls me up. She said, did I do something to upset you or did Grams do anything? Why are you kicking us out? We've been here for years. And they said, oh, no, you haven't done anything wrong, and Grams hasn't done anything wrong. Oh, we love her, but you're out of money, and we don't take Medicaid. You have no way to pay for this, so you're going to have to move to a community that will work with the Medicaid program. Your Grams, she's out of money, and so she's going to have to move. So after she kind of collected herself, she told me that whole story. Then she got mad. She was going through all the range of emotions. And she shared with me that her grandmother had spent about $350,000 with them over a long period of time. She had no clue that this place would kick them out if she ran out of money. She made the assumption, and never make assumptions, but she made the assumption that they would just bill Medicaid. So she didn't ask, and they didn't tell. And that was the result. So you just have to be aware of these things. I'm going to give you a few bonus reasons of why you might receive an unwanted discharge from assisted living. So number 11, we're speeding past number 10 here, right? So number 11, this is a really big one. If your loved one is falling too much, so all of a sudden they're becoming a liability for the community, because if she falls and breaks a hip, then they could be investigated by the state. Well, did you put your fall prevention measures in place, and you didn't do enough, and so now you get a G-level deficiency, which means actual harm came to a resident because of something they're not doing. It's a big liability for them. So if your loved one is beginning to fall too much, that you're getting a quick ticket out of there. And let me just throw this. I'll talk about this on another program. You will thank me later for this one. Do not, and I mean not, ever sign something called a negotiated risk agreement. And what that is, it's an agreement that says if your mom, if your dad, if your loved one has a fall and they injure themselves, we are not liable for that. You just took us off the hook. If they fall and they break their neck, not on us. Because you agreed that we're not responsible for. That's the negotiated risk agreement. Don't ever sign that, because don't do it, okay? I can't go into all that stuff today. Just don't sign it. What that is screaming out, what that is saying very loudly is you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong level of care. You need to go to a place that can, with a higher level of care, more staffing, and they're able to manage that fall risk and mitigate the number of falls properly. Okay, I'm going to get off that. I could talk about that for the next 30 minutes, I think. So, number 12. This one's pretty big. If your loved one has any negative behaviors, and I'm putting my air quotes up, behaviors, they will be discharged. And they should be discharged. Okay? It could be just too much wandering around, wandering in and out of other resident rooms, exit seeking, and they're just not able to manage that. They don't have, like I said, they don't have that memory care unit available. It could be using foul language or this one happens all the time, and God bless them, they don't know what they're saying. But someone with Alzheimer's or dementia could be using inappropriate language with the opposite sex. You just can't have that. It's not fair to the people receiving that inappropriate language. It could be inappropriate sexual advances. And believe me, this stuff happens all the time in these senior care communities. And then taking it even to a higher level, it could be aggressive or combative behavior. And that's not always a part, but if that happens, that's going to be someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, or maybe what, you know, frontal temporal lobe dementia, Lewy bodies. We won't go into all that stuff either. I'll get a doctor on the program sometime. Maybe we'll get Dr. Burns on here to talk about that one of these days. But that aggressive, combative behavior, that's you can't have it. That's an immediate, instant discharge. Any psychotic issues, seeing things, hallucinating, talking to people who are not there is just very, very disruptive. So, and again, God bless these people. They don't know what they're doing. But any of these negative behaviors, that's definitely going to get a discharge. That'll get an immediate discharge from the assisted living level of care. And coming up next, I'll explain to you and share with you what you can do to avoid an unwanted discharge from assisted living.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Bank of America is full of lies. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I went through the top 10, gave you a couple of bonus reasons that you may receive an unwanted discharge from assisted living. So the question is, well, Steve, how do you avoid that? What can you do to extend or maximize your stay at your chosen assisted living community? So I'll just give you, maybe about four solid points here. Ask the right questions about their limitations. Maybe before that, just understand there are limitations. If you hear someone say, we're an age-in-place community and your mom will never have to leave, we've got you, okay, that's they hope that will be the case, and they really want that to happen, but here is the absolute truth. Every single place, every one of them, has a threshold. If your care exceeds that threshold, their maximum of what they can offer, you will be discharged. So just understand there are limitations. There's a threshold. Ask the right questions about their limitations. And then just understand very thoroughly what you're getting into and how much care they can actually provide. And if your loved one has Alzheimer's or dementia and they're doing fine, well, Steve, they're not in elopement risk. They'll be fine. Okay, well, as they decline, they're not an elopement risk until they are an elopement risk. There's no warning. All of a sudden, we found your dad walking a half mile down the street. He's lucky he didn't get hit by a car. The police stopped by and asked him if he needed help, and they brought him back here. Okay, so the community's in trouble. Your dad got lucky. You're mad. Just understand what you're getting into. Ask the right questions about their limitation. Number two. If your loved one has memory-related issues, again, make sure you choose a place that provides memory care. And what that means is, oh, we care for people with dementia. No. They provide memory care, which is a separate part within the building. It's a memory care neighborhood within the building.
if that increase or that special type of care is needed in the future. If they don't have a memory care unit, a memory care neighborhood, whatever they call it, okay, then you are taking that risk. So just don't do that. Avoid it altogether. If your loved one has memory issues, choose an assisted living community that has a memory care neighborhood. And then that's going to give you that option if and when that would be needed in the future. Number three, here's if you want to avoid a discharge that would force you to move or basically, you know, make you move from assisted living to long-term care, this will fix it up right away. Choose an assisted living community that's connected to a long-term care level of care. So choose a community that has both. So that if your loved one and if their needs or their care rises to the level of that threshold and exceeds the threshold, all they have to do, they can easily transition down the hall to long-term care. That's easy peasy. That's simple. That takes care of all of it. Now, you're going to have a lot fewer places to choose from. So maybe that's not the ultimate answer, but I'm telling you, that'll take care of it. That'll take care of it. Choose an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care. Easy transition. You go down the hall to your long-term care. If it's a campus style of an arrangement, could be across the lawn or maybe, you know, a block down the road if they have a large campus. If they offer long-term care, there's your outlet. You don't have to, you may not even have to change your address. You're still working with the same organization. And they could easily make that transition for you. All right, last but not least, understand the finances of it all and just do the math. I do this with every one of our clients. And some of these calculations get a little bit complex, especially when you're dealing with more than one person in a continuing care retirement community. So I've made spreadsheets and worked through that to help my clients understand the financing of it all. So do the math, calculate how long your loved one can afford to pay privately. Then ask yourself this question. Are you willing to move them again one more time at the moment they run out of money? Are you willing to move one more time? If the answer is no, I don't want to move them one more time, then you need to choose a place, an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care, and make sure the long-term care part of that community is Medicaid certified. That'll take care of it. If all of this sounds a little bit overwhelming and complex, if you need help with that, as always, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We don't let you make a mistake. We already understand all of the potential pitfalls and traps, the potential reason for discharge. We discuss all of that with you so that you're not going to get some unexpected or unwanted discharge letter. We just don't let you make that mistake. Again, Senior Care Consulting, online, seniorcareconsulting.com. You could also give us a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Give us a call. We can help. And I'll tell you what, this last week, my message of, you know, talking about the free referral services, you get what you pay for, et cetera, I'm having more and more people call me up and they'll say, Steve, before we get into our discussion, let me ask you a question. Do you receive a commission or kickback from the places that you're going to recommend to us? A guy asked me that, like this last week, and I said, no, sir. I work for you, directly for you. I don't receive a penny from any of the communities. This is as objective and as credible as it can be. We offer a placement service with integrity. And he said, good, I agree with that. Now we can continue our conversation. So that the message is really getting a lot of traction, and I'm proud of you for not taking that bait of free. My friend and our special producer here, Sean Floyd, we were talking about that before the show today, and we were talking about the word free is a very powerful word, isn't it, Sean?
It is. It's one of the most powerful and enticing words you can fall for, but if something is free, you're still going to have to pay for it. in the end.
Yeah, somehow, some way.
Yes.
So, and on a sad note, gosh, I usually try to end on a positive note, and it is positive. It is positive. But Sean Floyd, our producer extraordinaire, I'm telling you, you don't understand, but he makes me sound way better than I actually do. But Sean has a phenomenal career opportunity.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will discuss a number of items this week in his talks with President Trump in Washington.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
The two will meet on Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells Panama's president in a face-to-face meeting, the Central American ally must reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, or the Trump administration will take measures necessary to do so. Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held those talks Sunday with President Jose Raul Moreno in Panama City, and those talks were successful. President Trump's approval rating continues to rise. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40% with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Gerber's recalling edible teething sticks due to a possible choking hazard. The company said it's also discontinuing its brand of Soothe and Chew teething sticks after receiving customer complaints about choking. Customers who bought them should return them to stores for a refund. The teething sticks come in strawberry, apple, and banana flavors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Venezuela releases American hostages.
Six Americans who had been detained in Venezuela in recent months were freed by President Nicolas Maduro's government after meeting with the Trump administration's envoy for special missions, Richard Grenell, who was in Caracas to urge the authoritarian leader to take back deported migrants who've committed crimes in the U.S. In addressing Venezuela's Supreme Court, Maduro said his country's message has always been building relations of respect for Venezuela's sovereignty and its, quote, democratic life, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is calling for changes in air traffic control following a pair of aviation disasters. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Duffy said the U.S. uses outdated methods of air traffic control, saying it needs to change in order to ensure the safety of travelers using American airports. He said officials are still working to determine what caused last week's deadly plane crashes. News and analysis at townhall.com. Da Vinci's Mona Lisa will have a room of her own at the Louvre.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground room. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Texas gets bragging rights when it comes to home buyers. According to Open Door, six cities in the Lone Star State made the top 10 list of favorites. The top 10 cities for home buyers are Katy, Texas, Cypress, Texas, San Antonio, New Braunfels, Somerville, South Carolina, Forney, Texas, Yukon, Oklahoma, Clarksville, Tennessee, Parrish, Florida, and Kyle, Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each weekend is my task. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we have some of your great questions. Questions come to 877-726-8255. And as a convenience to some of our listeners who listen online, or who listen to a show that's been pre-recorded, you can call 877-726-8255, and you can record a question. We'll be taking some of those recorded questions throughout the program, but we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about the benefits of light for mood, also the benefits of creatine for mood. Gee, I thought creatine was just for muscle heads, but it turns out to have benefits in people who suffer from depression. Lots more topics that we're going to tackle on today's program. Plus, we're going to take a look at a way to increase your resilience in this season of peril with lots of infectious diseases circulating around. It's time to bolster your immune system. We'll talk about that and more topics as the program progresses. But I wanted to share with you an interesting story about, well, it's kind of a case study in what's wrong with America's medical system and our healthcare apparatus. And it has to do with direct-to-consumer advertising of drugs. As you may be aware, perhaps you're not aware, we are an anomaly in the world. There are only two countries in the world that permit drug companies to advertise directly to consumers. That would be the United States, one other country, New Zealand, but the rest of the world does not allow direct-to-consumer advertisement. And I'm sharing with you an article that was written by Dr. Edward Livingston, former deputy editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, a journal that is not inhospitable to drugs by any means. It's a mainstream journal. He's also a professor of surgery at UCLA. And the article is entitled, What Drug Was Worth More Than $500 Million to Advertise Directly to Consumers? And you may have seen ads for this, because one of the most popular themes in terms of direct-to-consumer advertising are new drugs that are for the treatment of psoriasis. And psoriasis afflicts around 2 million Americans, and we're seeing more and more ads for these new drugs. They are biologic drugs. They are brand-new monoclonal antibody drugs that, in effect, suppress the immune system because psoriasis is the result of an autoimmune condition, a runaway condition, where the immune system triggers reactions in the skin, and we can, through targeted therapies, we can shut down those immune reactions. But unfortunately, when we do that, there's collateral damage because it's hard to just shut down the portion of the immune system that affects the skin. We have parts of the immune system that may be important for resistance to infections. And in fact, one of the known side effects of these medications is that they render people more susceptible to infections. And then we have things coming along like COVID. And now COVID may be in the rearview mirror, but eventually we'll contend with more infectious diseases, and we're having more and more Americans with autoimmune conditions like psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, on and on it goes. There are numerous conditions that can be targeted by these monoclonal antibodies. And the net result is that we have millions of people who are on drugs that suppress the immune system. So the article is entitled, What Drug Was Worth More Than $500 Million to Advertise Directly to Consumers? The drug in question is Skyrizi. Skyrizi, S-K-Y-R-I-Z-I. And you see lots of ads for it. Guess how much they spent in terms of their advertising budget in 2023 alone? An eye-watering $579.7 million was invested in promoting Skyrizi to the 2 million Americans who have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis in the U.S. That's about $290 per potential patient. That's a big outlay. So why did they do that? It turns out that Skyrizi is priced at $288,000 per patient per year. That's the real price. The price that consumers see is minimal. In fact, they advertise in the ad. The ad states that patients may pay as little as $5 per dose, four times per year. The price on the website is even better, $0 per dose. So who could blame the patient for believing the drug doesn't cost very much? But indeed, somebody's paying it if it's covered by Medicare or Medicaid. Taxpayers are paying it. And if it's covered by private insurance, medical insurance premiums will be hiked for everybody else who doesn't have psoriasis and is underwriting the cost of Skyrizi. So what's interesting, too, is that in this analysis by Dr. Livingston, I presume, former deputy editor at Journal of the American Medical Association, he looked at the data that supported the approval of Skyrizi. And what it's for is it's for moderate to severe Skyrizi. But in the ad, they show someone who has like a little patch of psoriasis. A beautiful young woman is shown dancing at a party. She's wearing a low-cut dress with exposed shoulders, and she's got a little bit of a psoriatic patch. And the ad says, with Skyrizi, you can take that next step with 90% clearer skin. But in the clinical trials, the patients who had these resounding results were patients who had very, very pervasive psoriatic plaques around their body, greater than 10% of their body surface was covered with plaque psoriasis. And viewers of the ad might believe this drug can be used to treat small, isolated lesions. And they'll be influenced by the visuals, Dr. Livingston says. They're not likely to understand that Skyrizi should only be used for more severe disease than is shown in the ad. And, oh, by the way, in the clinical trials, this 90% improvement was not achieved in 25% of patients who received Skyrizi in clinical trials. So some people are going to be left high and dry. The drug won't be that effective for them. Now, people see this ad, then go to their doctor, and that puts the clinician in a tough spot because they then have to explain to the patient that something they want is not really indicated for the minor psoriasis that they have. And in a quick 15-minute encounter, like you often have at the doctor, that's difficult to do. It's just easier for the clinician to go along to get along and simply prescribe the medication, please the patient, and move on. So this is an example of what's called diagnostic creep, which means the drugs that are approved for severe conditions are often prescribed for minor conditions at great expense and with the potential for side effects. Examples include statins. Statins, very effective for people who have had heart attacks, people who have demonstrable plaque, angina. They might, and according to clinical trials, they decisively benefit from cholesterol reduction. But for the ordinary person who's well, the results may be minimal, even if they have slightly high cholesterol. Osteoporosis drugs, same thing. People who have severe osteoporosis, well, they may benefit. They may actually see a reduction in the risk of fracture, even though there are side effects of these drugs. But for ordinary people who have a little bit of osteopenia, a little reduction, women who have a minus 1.6 T-score, should they be prescribed these powerful, expensive drugs? This is diagnostic creep. But it works for the pharmaceutical folks. And the incoming Trump administration is proposing to ban direct-to-consumer drug advertising, and that's part of the platform of incoming nominee RFK Jr. for Secretary of HHS. It's a controversial position because a lot of the Congress people who will be voting on him, on his confirmation, are receiving hundreds of thousands, even well over $1 million in contributions from the pharmaceutical industry that they're supposed to be regulating. And the pharmaceutical industry is going to cry out that this is a violation of their free speech. You can be sure that there is going to be pushback. There will be litigation and may even go to the Supreme Court because their free speech rights are being infringed upon, they will say, if there's a ban on DTC advertising. But there are certain criteria for a ban, according to legal theory. To ban advertising, the content must be misleading or promote unlawful activity. It's not so much unlawful activity, but is it misleading to suggest that a person with a small psoriatic patch might benefit from a drug that costs over $250,000 per year? There needs to be a substantial government interest. Well, is there not a substantial government interest when taxpayers are footing the bill for Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement for drugs like Skyrizi? And Skyrizi is just one among many that are used for psoriasis. So one can argue that because direct consumer pharma ads promote the expenditure of government money through Medicare and Medicaid, the government does have a substantial interest in the problem. Expect a battle over DTC advertising if the Trump administration actually tries to enact the ban, or if RFK Jr., who's pledged to remove DTC advertising, gets confirmed. It's going to be a battle royal, and we'll be spectators on the sidelines. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
America is full of lies. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never terrible.
carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That affords you an opportunity to call in anytime you like, should a question arise, should you want to share an experience that you've had in the medical arena. You can call 877-726-8255, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had surgery about 16 months ago, gastric bypass. Ever since then, I've been suffering from high blood sugar after every meal. I eat low-carb, low-sugar meals 2 to 3 times a day, small quantities, obviously. But I'm having blood sugar in the 300 to 400s, and it really incapacitates me and it basically knocks me out and knocks me down for an hour or two a couple hours after every meal. My question is, I am on 2,000 milligrams of metformin. My question is, the doctors are just unsure what to do, and I didn't know if there was any thoughts or if you had any thoughts or suggestions on what I can do. It stays up only for about 2 hours, and then it drops right down. I'm nervous about the long-term damage, but the doctors don't seem fazed, and I just don't know what to do, and I was hoping for some help from you. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is a really interesting call because this is a conundrum that occurs in the wake of gastric bypass surgery, Roux-en-Y surgery, stomach shrinking surgery, which is dramatically effective for weight loss, but actually the surgery is declining in popularity in light of the fact we now have pharmaceutical drugs that can achieve not quite as dramatic but comparable results in terms of weight loss without changing your anatomy. Originally, it was thought that what happens when you have gastric bypass surgery is that the food reaches the small intestine more quickly because the stomach is shrunken, and so you're actually bypassing the stomach, and the food goes directly into the small intestine, triggering a reaction much more quickly. This is called dumping syndrome. Because the food is literally dumped right into the small intestine, where a lot of your body's regulatory actions about blood sugar occur. And so the solution that was proposed is go on a very low-carb diet and also have smaller meals. And also don't drink a lot with your meal, because if you drink, you kind of rinse the food down more quickly. But it turns out that there's actually some hormonal things going on that have to do with things like GLP-1, gastrointestinal peptide, which are some of the targets of some of the weight loss drugs. And so it is challenging, even if you follow a low-carb diet for some people. And so when it comes to natural strategies, you know, the usual things, you know, take chromium or take gymnema, or take berberine, you know, some of these things might be useful, but you so substantially altered your physiology that strange things are happening to the hormones that regulate blood sugar in your body, and you might get a big insulin surge, a roller coaster effect, your blood sugar goes sky high, and then you get reactive hypoglycemia. People get sweaty and shaky and feel out of sorts sometimes due to this dumping syndrome. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Enjoyed Magazine and find out what's going on here in the North State with a variety of articles and discussions about things to do and places to see right here in Northern California. That's Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Sellers Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your calls a little later in the program. Ban ultra-processed foods from school meals. So says a group called Metabolic Revolution, who are demanding protection for our children who are fed ultra-processed foods daily in schools. Now, an obstacle to this is the sad fact, and again, what's wrong with our healthcare establishment? We have a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which is empowered to make decisions about what Americans should eat. And they punted on the question of whether ultra-processed foods are bad for Americans. They couldn't decide because they had analysis paralysis. They reviewed all the studies and they said, well, the studies are conflicting and we're not even quite sure what is an ultra-processed food, and some ultra-processed foods may actually be good for you. Not all ultra-processed foods are bad. And, oh, by the way, they were highly conflicted because a large percentage of the members of this advisory group received research grants from the very industry that they were supposed to regulate, big food. And so we now have dietary guidelines that skirt the issue of whether ultra-processed foods are bad for Americans. And this would have an impact on federal programs, on the military, on the prison system. And so Metabolic Revolution is calling for a ban on ultra-processed foods from school meals. But here's the problem. When I was in high school, they would feed us not such great meals. In those days, pizza companies didn't have franchises in the cafeterias. There wasn't as much in the way of soft drinks. There usually was mystery meat with a dollop of mashed potatoes and some soggy string beans. And that's what they fed us in the school cafeteria. But what school kids did, and this became increasingly popular, there was this new restaurant that opened right across the street from our high school. It was called Taco Bell. I think it was one of the first Taco Bell franchises in the United States. And the cool kids would skip lunch in the cafeteria, which was highly subsidized. I think it was 35 cents at the time. Or maybe it was free. I don't even remember. And they would go to Taco Bell, and they'd spend their money on fast food at Taco Bell. That was a cool thing to do. Jamie Oliver had a similar experience. Jamie Oliver is the chef from the UK who went to West Virginia, and he tried to reform the eating habits of kids in a state that had the highest statistics for obesity, childhood diabetes, and it was a epic fail because the kids wouldn't accept the healthy foods. And so I'm all for an attempt to regulate ultra-processed foods in school meals. I would sign the petition. But the problem starts at home. The problem starts when kids are really young. And so via parental example, via preparing meals with kids, getting kids to do hands-on food prep at home, tasting exotic things, developing the right palate for healthy foods, that's the way we're going to overcome this. Not through bans, because bans will simply, like kind of like prohibition. Did that really stop speakeasies from arising all over America? The problem really starts at home. And it's about the parents and how they raise the kids to recognize healthier foods and to accept what are, to some kids, foreign tastes. And yeah, the science is clear. Ultra-processed foods, which contain artificial additives and industrial ingredients, they trigger metabolic dysfunction and chronic disease. The evidence is there. But ultimately, healthy eating starts at home. 877-726-8255 is our number. When we return, we're going to take a close look at how to increase your resilience and support your immunity as winter sets in and threats abound. We'll be right back.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Attention business owners,
3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Well, this winter has proven to be quite a whopper because not only are the temperatures ultra cold in the Northeast, but we had unprecedented snow in places like New Orleans and the panhandle of Florida. And with the cold weather and in the aftermath of our annual potlatch for the Christmas holidays, we're seeing a winter wave of respiratory illnesses. And they're talking about this thing called the quademic. It has to do with, you know, regular seasonal flu that circulates around this time of year, plus other infectious conditions like norovirus and RSV, and COVID is still lurking. So they call it now the quademic, and there's intimations that the bird flu is looming. And so with us today, Dr. Mary Hardy, who is an author, educator, founder of the Integrative Medicine Program at Cedars-Sinai, which is really a prestigious accolade, and the past medical director of the UCLA Center for Integrative Oncology. She's here to talk a little bit about how we can buttress our immune system for the winter season. Dr. Hardy, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. We did a full-length podcast with you on this subject, but maybe you can hit us with the high points.
Sure. I think I'd like to always start with the basics, as you know, and not to forget things that seem minor, hand washing, wearing a mask. You know, during the COVID epidemic where everybody was really masked up, influenza rates went way down. So even simple things like that can be very useful. And remember, you can catch a virus not just by breathing it in, but if you touch your eye, your mouth, or something gets into the mucous membrane of your eyes, that's actually a good route that viruses can use.
Keep your hands away from your face. And people so involuntarily, you know, they'll rub their eye or they'll sometimes put their finger in their nose. And, you know, it's not a good idea these days.
Yes. It's just like you wouldn't, like what you do to small children. Keep your hand away from your face. You should wash your hands before you touch your face. Exactly. And then beyond those simple behavioral things, I think I like to think about the idea of immune competency, what it takes for our immune system to be strong and ready to go. And there are basics there, like good sleep, good diet, staying well hydrated, moderate exercise, and moderating stress. I know these are topics you spend a lot of time on, right, so you don't have to delve into them. But, you know, sleep, for just one small example, you know, during the time when you're sleeping is when you're body takes all the cues from your innate immune system, your frontline immune system, organizes them, and sends them back out to the adaptive immune system or the specific immune system. So if you don't sleep well, it's true, your immune system will be compromised. So
indeed, Dr. Hardy, I was just in Washington, D.C., and I can't tell you how many rooms I was in, you know, how many Uber rides I had and plane flights and, you know, waiting in the airport with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. And I have to say that sleep was important. You know, eating a healthy diet, maintaining health, not eating a lot of sugar, not having a lot of alcohol was important for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a real bulwark for me was to make sure that I take the right nutritional supplements. And I was very studious mm-hmm. about taking the supplements. And one of my mainstays that I always use, especially this time of year when I'm traveling, is something called Empower. And I know you're a big fan of Empower, so let's talk about that.
Yes. So this is a medicinal mushroom, shiitake. You can eat it, and you can put it in your food, which is great. But this is a special extract that has been tested, actually, pretty significantly for influenza. So there are lots of animal studies looking at this. So, and that tells us about the mechanisms. So it shows that if you expose an animal to influenza after giving it this supplement, it lessens the effect of the infection. Recovery is faster. There's less lung damage. And here's a key thing: it increases the number and activity of natural killer cells. These are
the so-called NK cells. Yeah, very important.
NK cells. Natural killer, and that's what they do. They kill things, anything that comes in that the body says, I don't want this. It's part of the innate immune system. So things that support that is important. Very similar effects in animals have been documented for the COVID virus as well. Now, that's animal studies, which we depend on in science because we can do things that we obviously can't do in humans. But there's one very interesting human study that I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
And this is when they gave people this Empower and they vaccinated them. Now, again, you can't respond to a vaccine if you don't have a healthy immune system. And vaccination.
And in fact, that's why the elderly often don't respond very well to vaccines. The very people who need the vaccines the most are most vulnerable to flus and COVID who have bad outcomes and can die. They don't do that well with the vaccines.
No, and it's because our immune system tends to, like everything else when you get older, tends to not work as well, tends to wear out, if you will. So by supporting the people who got the vaccination, the vaccination conversion rate, so they show that they produced antibodies, so that little transition took place, they took it in, the body remembered, made antibodies, was about 40% normally, and it increased significantly. So that's something to just think about. If you're going to get vaccinated, which I have and I recommend that you do, one does, talk to your doctor and get the right choice of vaccines for you. Make your vaccine as effective as possible. Boost up your immune system right around the time of your vaccination. Now, I'm also like you. When I travel, I load up on Empower. But what's interesting is, and a new area of research that I think is incredibly exciting to me, is thinking about how the mitochondria, which we have thought about as the horsepower for the cell producing energy, is also very critically involved in immune function. And that's a growing area of research. Mm-hmm. And so the AHCC helps produce natural killer cells, and it may help protect against the destruction of the mitochondria. Viruses tend to attack the mitochondria. First, they use them to get energy, because remember, a virus is not a whole.
It's a hitchhiker. It's a hitchhiker in a way.
It's a parasite is what it really is. It hitches on to you. So first it borrows energy production from your cell, and that's what the mitochondria does for us. But then the mitochondria also helps produce proteins that then are used to trigger the immune response. So mm-hmm. the mitochondria actually has lots of functions. It's a very fascinating organism inside the cell. So anyway, if the virus then, after it uses mitochondria, destroys it, it gets what it needs, and then it destroys the immune function, oversight. So we talked about another product that is often sold alongside AHCC, and that's the fermented wheat germ extract from Meditol. And this, again, has been shown to do something really pretty unique. It helps restore normal mitochondrial function.
And by the way, Dr. Hardy, that comes from your experience in integrative oncology. I think fermented wheat germ extract has been traditionally used to bolster response to conventional therapies and to improve, to reduce the immunosuppressive effects of those therapies in oncology, right?
Well, yeah, and that's where I first learned about this. I've read about this in abstracts and really had to work hard to find out more information. And I've been using it with my cancer patients for, God, maybe 15 years now. And it not only helps with restoring immune function in cancer patients, and it does augment some treatment therapies, it looks like, but it also helps reduce side effects. And one of the main things, one of the really key human studies was looking at children. And lots of cancer therapies push down your white count as an unavoidable side effect of some of the chemotherapies pushing down the fast-growing cancer cells. And one of the consequences is you tend to get very serious infections. You can get very serious infections.
Right, and that's a limiting factor. You know, when you get neutropenia, yeah, you drop your white count. They have to stop the chemo and bolster your white count so you don't die of an infection.
And sometimes you have to go back to the hospital, take huge amounts of antibiotics, which we know with blood antibiotics, they save people. But, you know, very few things are a free lunch in this universe. So anyway, so it reduced the incidence of febrile neutropenia. So fevers and a low white count. So we've had these hints that this was involved, could be involved also in immune function. And we know that the mitochondria do help produce interferon. That's one of the first signs that you get when you're getting a cold or a flu. You get that kind of achy feeling, you know, you feel like the muscles are a little achy, you feel pussy. That's probably the result of interferon, which is one of the
that's
first
like the, your cytokine response, you know, which is actually, it's not the virus that makes you feel crappy, it's the cytokines. Hey, before you proceed, I just want to give out our call to action because our listeners may want to know more about Empower Plus, which is kind of like the new improved version of Empower. I've taken Empower and prescribed it to my patients for years, in fact, decades. Now there's Empower Plus. And for more information, which combines the AHCC with a fermented wheat germ extract concentrate. For more information to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or write down this number. It's 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. And we have a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. And so, Dr. Hardy, you know, I have to say one of the more remarkable studies that I've read in relationship to AHCC is its potential efficacy for people who suffer from HPV. There's actually a viral infection that ultimately is can lead to a cancer diagnosis. There's some good studies on that, right?
Yes, and HPV is highly associated with cervical cancer, so it's a real issue for women. HPV is often a sexually transmitted virus, and so again, there's a vaccine for that that's offered to younger adults before they get sexually active. But the really key thing here in these recent studies, which you're right, is very exciting, is that higher doses of AHCC, they're now investigating that as a potential agent to clear an HPV infection. The data's not in yet. The proof is not there. But it's exciting because it looks like that's a reasonable possibility.
Well, what's exciting, I think, is, you know, whether or not you have HPV, I think it's exciting that it really demonstrates the potency of this natural agent against viruses. And I think very validating.
Yep. And there's also evidence, and it's one of the few things I know that restores normal immune function, normal mitochondrial respiration, normal mitochondrial protein production. And these proteins are some of the signals to the immune system that are so critical. So we know that restoring normal mitochondrial function is super important for health, both in infections now and as well as in immune response with conditions like cancer. We really know that's important.
So indeed, okay. So you had me at AHCC with the original product Empower. Now there's an enhanced version of it called Empower Plus.
Yes.
And for more information or to order, you can go to theharmonycompany.com. Special offer, use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout, get a 10% discount and free shipping, or call 800-422-5518. Thanks very much, Dr. Mary Hardy, for your work and for sharing your insights about immune support. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's N.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to a critical meeting Tuesday with President Trump in Washington.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
An update on another mystery and last week's deadly mid-air collision.
The NTSB now saying data shows conflicting altitude readings for the aircraft, with the passenger jet around 325 feet, but air traffic controller data showing 200, says NTSB investigator Bryce Bannick.
Our team is looking into that, but I think it's important to note that this is a complex investigation.
They still need to analyze the black box from the Black Hawk, which was waterlogged. One air traffic controller was handling both aircraft. He'd asked the Black Hawk if they had visuals, and the answer was yes. Then the crash happened. That tower audio, courtesy Live ATC. I'm Julie Walker.
United Airlines flight from Houston to New York was preparing to take off Sunday when a wing caught fire. Everyone was safely evacuated. A federal judge has blocked the enforcement of a Louisiana law that makes it a crime to approach within 25 feet of a working police officer after being ordered or asked to step back. The judge issued a preliminary injunction and declined to dismiss a lawsuit filed by several media groups. The judge said the law, in his opinion, was too vague. Attorneys for the state are defending the law. Major recall in the food industry, Gerber, recalling edible teething sticks for babies over a possible choking hazard, the Soothe & Chew brand. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
It's the fifth anniversary of Brexit.
People and businesses are still wrestling with the economic, social and cultural aftershocks of a decision that divided the country. For businesses, Brexit has meant new red tape, costs and delays to trading with the 27 EU countries. Brexit supporters argue that short-term pain will be offset by Britain's new freedom to strike trade deals around the world, though so far they have had only a minor impact. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to reset relations with the EU after years of acrimony. Karen Shamas, London.
The far-left Labour Party government in the UK reportedly preparing to revoke the ban on illegal boat immigrants from obtaining citizenship in Britain. The Labour government plans to rescind key parts of the 2023 Illegal Migration Act. The current version would remove the restriction on those who cross the English Channel in boats from France from becoming a citizen. News and analysis at townhall.com. Salaries in the NHL are on the rise, Gavin Kubal reports.
The NHL salary cap is making a big jump next season, with even larger increases happening in the coming years. The league and the Players Association on Friday released the cap numbers for the next three seasons. From $88 million this season, it goes up to $95.5 million in 2025-26, then $104 million in 26-27, and $113.5 million in 27-28. Those represent the biggest year-over-year leap since the cap went into place in 2005 at $39 million. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A California homeowner who evacuated due to the Los Angeles wildfires returned home to find a new resident under his house, a 525-pound bear. The bear, nicknamed Barry, was hiding in the crawl space under the home. Utility workers found him when they showed up at the house to restore power. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a motion picture tough guy doing the radio thing in an exciting offering of suspense. And later we'll present the penultimate episode of the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, The Picture Postcard Matter. Okay, the fellow headed up the suspense production starred in hundreds of motion pictures, beginning during the silent era. You'll get his name in just a moment. I'll just let you know he's supported by Jeanette Nolan as Agnes, with Joseph Kearns as the Man in Black. This is from March 1st, 1945.
Now, Roma Wines present...
Suspense. Tonight, My Wife Geraldine, starring Edward G. Robinson.
Suspense is presented for your enjoyment by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma Wines. Those excellent California wines that can add so much pleasantness to the way you live, to your happiness and entertaining guests, to your enjoyment of everyday meals. Yes, right now a glassful would be very pleasant as Roma Wines bring you...
Suspense!
This is the man in black, here for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California, to raise the curtain on another study in suspense. Tonight from Hollywood, Roma Wines bring you a star, Mr. Edward G. Robinson, in the story of an amazing hoax and a phantom love that led a man along the steep and dangerous bypaths of sanity. And so with My Wife Geraldine, and with the performance of Edward G. Robinson in the role of Geraldine's husband, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
Mr. Graham. I know you're in there, Mr. Graham. You'd better open up. It's important. All right, I'll use my passkey then. Oh, why are you sitting in the dark, Mr. Graham?
Go away. Leave me alone.
I have something to tell you. How can you sit here in the dark alone? At a time like this, gives me the creeps. Where's that light switch? Now, isn't that better with the lights on?
What do you want? Why do you keep bothering me? I told you I'm not hungry.
All right. I just brought this soup along in case. Now, listen to what I have to say, Mr. Graham.
Well, I can't very well help myself, can I?
That detective is coming back for you. He'll be here in just a few minutes.
Why are you telling me this?
I don't know. It won't do you any good unless I want it to.
What are you driving at?
Did you kill your wife, Mr. Graham?
Oh, that's a good one.
And the others. Did you really kill all those women?
All what women?
They say you're that wife killer. The one the newspapers call the Black Widower.
Well, aren't you afraid being all alone in the same room with the Black Widower?
No, not exactly. Besides, they say he only kills women he's married to.
Well, then I should propose to you without further delay, Miss Barton.
Please, please don't joke. There's not time for it. I know a way for you to get out without being seen. There are police all around the house, but I know a way.
I'm not interested.
I wasn't going to tell you anyway. Not unless I discovered it wasn't true. About your being that murderer.
Well, the police say I killed Geraldine. They ought to know.
They found her body, Mr. Graham.
Found her? Found Geraldine? Oh, no. This is too good. Who identified her? You?
You forget, Mr. Graham. I scarcely ever saw her close enough to identify her.
Yes, but you did see her.
Well, after all, a person could hardly live in the same house for close on to 6 months without catching a glimpse of Geraldine.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Graham, you haven't much time.
What do you want, Miss Barton? A nice, juicy confession? Yes, that would be useful, wouldn't it? You'd never have to take in rumors again. You could charge admission to this house. And this is the room where the Black Widower confessed all to me. I couldn't help it, he said. It was a compulsion. I loved her, but I had to kill her. It was just like all the others.
I'm sorry, Mr. Graham. I won't bother you again. If you need anything, well, I'll go.
No, wait. I've hurt your feelings, haven't I? Sit down. It's better with you here. Really, it is.
Just tell me one thing and I'll go, Mr. Graham. Did you kill her? Not the others, but her.
Well, why Geraldine especially?
Because you loved her so. It was the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me. Sharing your happiness with her. The talks we used to have about her. The way you used to...
Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you. You won't believe it, but I'll tell you.
Oh, please. Please do, Mr. Graham.
And, this may seem strange, but I shall have to exact a solemn promise from you never to tell anyone what I'm about to reveal.
I suppose it's wrong, but very well. You have my promise.
Well, to begin with, I couldn't possibly have killed Geraldine.
Then they've made a mistake. She's still alive.
No, she's not alive.
Oh, you knew that all along?
Of course. You see, my wife, Geraldine, never even existed.
Tonight,
Tonight for Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you as star Mr. Edward G. Robinson, whom you have heard in the prologue to My Wife Geraldine, a radio play by Robert Tallman from a story by Lawrence Marcus. Tonight's tale of suspense.
I'd better go back to the beginning, before Geraldine, shall we say. I was a bachelor, Miss Barton, what they call a confirmed bachelor. My mother was left a widow at the time of my life when most young men start going out with girls. She was an invalid. Well, you know how it is. It's an old story. In those days, Geraldine was only a sort of vague picture in my mind. She didn't have any name. She was only the girl that I hoped one day to marry. As the years passed by, the hope faded. But as it faded, the image of the girl became more vivid. I had always admired Geraldine Farrar, and so I named my dream girl Geraldine. I used to ride the commuting train to my job in the city, and I got to know all the regular commuters who rode in the same smoking car. They were all married men. Good morning, Holmes.
Oh.
Morning, Jackson. Smith.
Oh, hello, Grim.
Oh.
Say, Fullers, did I tell you my wife's expecting again?
You don't say.
Well, congratulations, Smith, old boy.
Thanks. How's about a bet?
$5 says it's another girl. I'm betting on twins. Odds 1,000,000 to 1. What's your bet, Grim?
Hmm? Oh, my bet? Oh, well, I don't have any children, you see, and
what's your wife raised? Pekingese poodles?
Yeah. Now that I think of it, you've never mentioned your wife in all the times we've been riding together, Grim.
Well, my wife, Geraldine, I'll show you her picture someday.
She must be a raving beauty. Graham wouldn't be so quiet about it.
I always knew Graham was nursing some secret. Now it's out. An extravagant wife.
No, Geraldine is not extravagant. I don't like your tone of voice, Holmes. You're speaking of my wife.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He was only
kidding. I can see you haven't been married very long, Graham.
I don't believe he's married at all.
Oh, you don't? Well, let me tell you something. Not all marriages are like yours. Some people stay in love. I think I may safely say that Geraldine and I will always be in love. Well, that was how it started. When I thought about it afterwards, I was astonished at my behavior. I got as angry at the slighting remarks they had made about Geraldine as if Geraldine had been a real person and really my wife. All wanted to believe in Geraldine. And after my mother died, she became more and more real to me. And more necessary.
Come in, come in.
You sent for me, Mr. Potter?
Yes, Graham. Have a chair. Cigar?
Oh, thanks.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. Congratulations. Well, you're in for a promotion and a raise in pay.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Potter.
Not at all. Glad to have another married man on our payroll.
Oh.
Just a technicality, Graham.
Yes, sir.
So to justify this raise at our main office, will you bring around your marriage license?
Yes, but Mr. Potter...
This is company rule, Graham. Got to do it. For all we know, you might be this black widower fella. The one that's married all those women on fake marriage licenses and then killed them for their cash and jewelry. Yes, sir. Some women will marry anybody. Even you, eh, Graham? Well, no offense, old man.
Well, I guess I'd better be getting back to the job.
That's the spirit. Don't forget that marriage license.
No, sir, I won't forget.
Yes, sir?
Are you Fred Bell?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm in sort of a spot. You know, I've just changed jobs, and for the record, you understand, I have to show them my marriage license. By George, I've lost it, and I don't know what to do.
Who sent you here, mister?
Fellow roomer, my hotel, Frank McGuire.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm sticking my neck way out on this. It's going to cost you dough.
Now it became necessary for me to change my mode of life even more. I could scarcely go on living in bachelor quarters with Geraldine. And that brought me to you, Miss Barton, remember?
Yes?
I saw your advertisement in the Morning Herald, furnished apartment.
Oh, yes. Come in, won't you?
Thank you.
You better set your bag down on the hall here. No use lugging it upstairs till you've seen the place.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea.
Right up these stairs.
Thank you.
Is it just you alone?
Oh, no. Myself and wife.
Oh.
Well, she works late in a war plant, so she gave me the rather unpleasant job of finding a place.
Well, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Two rooms and a small kitchen.
Oh.
The bath's in there.
Yes. Looks very nice.
A good vanity table for your wife.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure she'd like that especially.
There's plenty of closet space for her clothes.
For clothes?
Well, if she's anything like most women, I'll bet that isn't all of her clothes in that one suitcase.
No, of course not. Oh, goodness, no.
I don't give a hang for clothes myself. Maybe that's why I'm an old maid.
Oh, no, you don't. Well, what is the rent?
$10 a week. That we could get more, but since your wife...
Yes, well, all right, I'll take it. Here's the first month's rent.
Well, I'd better give you a receipt for this.
Well, it's not necessary, but my wife likes to hang on such things for some reason. So you better make it out to her. Mrs. Graham? Geraldine Graham.
All right, Mr. Graham.
And now I better go back to our old place and bring over the rest of our...
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
What size does your wife wear, Mr. Graham?
Why, I don't know exactly. What size do you wear?
Well, I wear 16. Well, she'll probably be in to have them altered anyway. Now, here's a little model that just came in.
Oh, no. That won't do at all. That's much too fussy for Geraldine.
Well, perhaps it would help if you could describe her for me.
Well, she has a kind of a gentle dignity and bearing, if you know what I mean. Her hair is taffy-colored with little gold lights in it. And her eyes. Her eyes are a kind of a luminous gray-green color. Some days they look green, and other days they're gray with gold flecks in them. Her features are delicate, but strongly molded. Sensitive, but not fragile. And her skin is fair, almost translucent, with just a sprinkling of freckles when she's been out in the sun for a day. She tries to cover them up, of course, as all women do when she's... well, she's not exactly...
How long have you been married?
What? Why, only a short time.
I thought so.
Well, I'm not much good at describing people, especially people I know awfully well.
On the contrary, you're almost too good at it. You've made me feel I've met her.
You see, she was becoming more and more definite all the time. Remember how you dropped in to see me, us, that day? Oh, come in, Miss Barton.
I thought I could help you with your unpacking.
Well, perhaps you could help with my wife's things. She gets home so late, I'd like to have everything arranged for her.
Oh, what lovely clothes. And that suit.
Yes.
Why, just look at that suit. It's new, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Of course it is. This is the suit I've had my eye on. I wanted it for Easter.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why, she's just my size, too.
Why, yes, I believe she is.
Well, she must be just about my coloring, too, judging from her clothes.
Well, yes, there is something about the hair and eyes.
Oh, I can't wait to see what she's like.
Well, don't be surprised if you don't see her for some time. She comes in quite late and leaves so early in the morning, but sometimes even I wonder if she's really been home or if I just imagined it.
Well, I must say, you're a gentleman to put up with it.
Well, she gets a kick out of this war job. And after all, it's only for the duration.
You must be very much in love, Mr. Graham.
Well, Geraldine and I are an unusual couple, Miss Barton. But so far, I believe that our marriage is an unqualified success. And so the legend of Geraldine grew. The fellows at my office used to kid me about my ideal marriage.
Hey, Jack, what's the matter with Graham? He hasn't phoned his wife for nearly an hour.
Oh, come now.
Maybe they had a fight.
Not Romeo and Geraldine Graham. How do you do it, Graham?
Well,
my wife broke a plate over my head at our honeymoon breakfast, and we've had to buy 3 new sets of dishes every year, ever since.
How do I do it? Watch this. I'll give you a lesson. I pick up the phone and dial a number at random. It was a little act I put on every day for their benefit.
Unique Garage, Harry speaking.
Hello, darling. You still love me?
Huh? Hey, you got the wrong party, bud. This is the Unique Garage.
Of course I do.
Huh?
Say it again, honey, just like that.
Okay, you dumb. This is the Unique Garage. Harry speaking. Now, what do you want?
Of course I don't mind you buying a new hat. Was it the crazy little one with the bird on it, the one you told me about?
Listen, I got no time for gags. Are you a friend of somebody here?
Well, what do you say we go out to a show tonight and break it in, huh?
Break what in?
Why, of course I've missed you. I can't be away from you for 10 seconds without feeling lost and lonely. Darling.
I'm sorry, darling, but I got a heavy date tonight at the El Morocco. Goodbye, you lush.
Oh, honey, you haven't been seeing him again. Yes, I know he's a friend of your sister your sister Geraldine, but... I know Geraldine, but I don't want that man around the house. Hmm? Yes, always and always, darling. Goodbye. How clever I thought myself that day, injecting that little discordant note, just that hint of jealousy into my one-sided conversation with Geraldine. How could I have known that it would be used against me later? How could I have known that my whole new life was to fall to pieces? Because it was that afternoon that the accident happened. A piece of equipment struck me in the head. When I regained consciousness, Mr. Potter was sitting beside my bed there in the company hospital.
Well, where is she? Look, she's got to be notified, old fella. Next of kin, you know. It's a law, I believe. If she isn't at home...
Now, please, please don't ask me any more questions.
Now, look here, Graham. Forget that I'm your employer. Think of me as a friend. You can tell me. What is it? Has she left you?
No.
Well, then where is she?
Well, I won't say any more. I was going to tell you everything, but I know you wouldn't believe me. I'll just say this. There's no use you're looking for her. You won't find her.
You want the police mixed up in this, do you, Graham?
Well, I don't care. I'll go to prison. I'll do whatever I must, but I won't answer any more questions about Geraldine. Well, you know the rest of the story, Miss Barton. When they released me from the hospital this morning, I knew it was only a matter of time until I'd be arrested for the murder of Geraldine. I didn't know they'd find her body quite so soon. But I'm rather glad they did. Now my secret will never be known. Geraldine is as real in death as she was to me in life.
Oh, Mr. Graham, aren't you glad you told me your story?
Yes. Yes, I knew you'd understand somehow. Just remember your promise.
But, Mr. Graham, you can't let yourself be hanged for the murder of a woman who never existed. Now listen to me. When that detective comes back, tell him all these things.
No, I will not, Miss Barton. Let them think I'm the Black Widower.
Oh, but...
I even forged the marriage license.
Oh, Mr. Graham, if only I'd known
you then. The police description. No, it's all too perfect. Apparently, this Black Widower and I look startlingly alike. You see, it's quite hopeless.
Mr. Graham, that's the detective now. What are you going to do?
Nothing. I'm tired. I'll be glad to get it over. I couldn't bear to tell them about Geraldine. I couldn't stand for people to read about her and me in the papers and go about making cruel jokes over us. I don't care about saving my own life at that cost.
Oh, please.
That's why I made you give me your solemn promise to keep our secret, Miss Barton. But before they come in, I'd just like to say, you've been wonderful. You know, you're rather like Geraldine.
Mr. Graham, George, my poor, poor darling.
All right, put the bracelets on him, Lanny. Bring the woman along for questioning.
Yeah, just a moment, officer. You're making a terrible mistake. Listen to me. He is not the Black Widower.
We know that, lady. They picked that one up in Albany a couple of hours ago.
You found the Black Widower? Oh, George.
What's that? My goodness.
But your friend, Mr. Graham here, has still got some explaining to do.
Such as?
Such as what happened to his wife. We've got a corpus delicti and everything, you know.
Well, very well, officer. I guess...
Oh, will you be quiet, George? Officer, can I believe the evidence of my own ears? Do you say there is some question regarding Mr. Graham's wife?
That's right. His wife.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of trouble could have been spared if you had asked me about it.
What do you mean?
Now, please, please, my dear. You promised.
Please,
you
see, I am Geraldine Graham.
Well, I don't want... Hey, listen, what's this? You're his wife.
He has no other.
Now, please, please, it's very kind of you, but it's no use. You see, officer, you won't believe me, but Geraldine never
existed. Officer, my husband has had a very serious accident. He isn't quite right in the head yet, and you are not helping matters.
Well, Riley, get that phone, will you?
Sure.
Now then, let's get this straight once and for all.
Riley speaking. What? Yeah? Hold everything.
Huh?
Hey, it's headquarters on the phone. They've identified that woman's corpus delicti. Her name is Ermentrude Bovac. She fell off a tugboat.
Well, why didn't they say so in the first place? Well, folks, it looks like we had a little misunderstanding all around. You know how it is. Well, take care of yourself, Mr. Graham. Goodbye, Mrs. G. I'm pleased to have made your acquaintance. Come on, Riley. Come on. Let's get out of here.
Miss Barton. Agnes. I don't really know...
George.
Yes?
What... was Geraldine like? I mean, what did she look like?
Well, really, my dear, I... Well, Geraldine? Well, she has a kind of a gentle dignity and a grace of bearing. Her hair is taffy-colored with little gold lights in it. And her eyes... Well, her eyes are a kind of luminous gray-green color. Her skin is fair, almost translucent, with just a sprinkling of freckles when she's been out in the sun for a day. She tries to cover them up, of course, as all women do, and...
I always do. You know, George, I was just looking in the mirror here while you were... My hair is taffy-colored, and the little gold lights in it. That was very observant of you, George. And my eyes, would you really say gray-green?
Why, my goodness. My goodness, I do believe... Miss Park, Agnes, do you suppose...
That we could be married immediately? I rather think that can be arranged. And thank you for your nice proposal.
My dear. Darling.
Oh. George, what is Geraldine going to think of all this?
She'll be furious.
And so closes My Wife Geraldine, starring Edward G. Robinson. Jeanette Nolan appeared as Agnes opposite Mr. Robinson in tonight's study in Suspense. Suspense is produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Edward G. Robinson is currently starring in the international production The Woman in the Window.
Suspense from March 1st of 1945. Well, I'm Greg Bellin. Up next on Win Radio Was, it's the fourth installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter, right after this break.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet. In Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Now, don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work with them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Do you have a backup for your devices?
And so I have a quick stat for you here. So 16% said that they back up their data always. I'd really like that to be a little bit higher. Yeah. Another 22% said they back it up very often, which is excellent. So there's no reason why we can't back up our data. There's so many ways to do it.
That's cybersecurity expert Christine Menard. And she explains why backing up your stuff is super important.
We're talking about if your files get corrupted, if your hardware fails, if you've been the victim of a cyber attack, or even if there's been a natural disaster like a house fire or a flood, that backup will make the difference between you being able to get back to regular life quickly and it being a much longer process.
And Christine is right. Take it from me. A regular backup can save you hours, if not days, of frustration.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was It, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Hear now part four of the five-part storyline to Picture Postcard Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Hurdicker of the Zurich Police, Herr Dollar.
Hi, Inspector. Where are you?
Downstairs, in the lobby of the inn. I came up from Zurich to see if that picture postcard I sent you was of help in locating the stolen diamonds.
Afraid not, Inspector. I located the chalet on the postcard, all right. It's sort of a shelter for skiers up on a ridge.
Well?
Well, when I got there, the place had been turned upside down. If the diamonds were hidden there, somebody sure beat me to it.
I see.
So it looks like we're at a dead end.
Perhaps not.
What do you mean?
You recall that in Zurich, a large man attacked you thinking that you had the diamonds?
Recall it. I've still got the lumps to prove it. What about him?
A man answering that description bought a railroad ticket here to Kleibach last night.
Oh?
We have reason to believe that he is somewhere here in the village now. That could mean that the diamonds that he and you are looking for are here after all.
I'll be right down, Inspector.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 9, 70 cents. One pot of coffee for Inspector Honegger and myself at the Kleibach Inn.
Ah, most perplexing case, Herr Dollar. A skillfully timed robbery of the uncut diamonds at the Zurich airport last week, and then these puzzling postcards supposedly giving the location of the diamonds.
Yeah, they've got to be the key, Inspector. If we can only figure them out. Look, we know now that Sebastian was in on the robbery and was trying to negotiate secretly for the return of the stones.
Yeah, and he told you before he was murdered that the postcard he gave you was a part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. It was signed by a man named Gruner, and according to Ilse Schaefer, Gruner was a friend of Sebastian's. Her description of Gruner matches one of the men in the robbery at the airport.
What of this young lady, Ilse Schaefer? What do you make of her?
Well, that's a good question, Inspector. I wish I knew the answer. I hope she's in the clear.
Hope? Oh, I see.
All right, so I'm normal.
Yeah, she is a very attractive young lady. But there is also the chance that she is involved, that she killed Sebastian.
I know. She could be involved, or she could be innocent. It's a 50-50 proposition, I guess. Pay your money and take your choice. More coffee, Inspector?
Please. Thank you. What is her story?
Well, I finally got her to admit she didn't share my cab in Zurich and leave her purse in it just by coincidence. It was Sebastian's idea to make it look like she'd passed something along to me.
But why would Sebastian wish to make it appear that you had the diamonds if he was trying to negotiate with you for their return? That does not make sense.
Actually, I think it does, Inspector. It could go together this way. After the robbery, the gang split up. Gruner was to hide the diamonds, then get word to Sebastian as to their location.
Of this much, we are fairly certain.
Okay. But now, Sebastian gets the bright idea of double-crossing his buddies. He gets in touch with the insurance company I represent, and they send me to Zurich to negotiate with him.
I still do not...
In the meantime, though, another outfit has moved into the picture and is trying to grab the stones from Sebastian and his boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that would explain many things.
Sure, sure would. That's why he rigged that deal with Ilsa in my taxicab, to make it look to the other outfit like I had the stones. That would take them off his neck for a while. Yeah, he was playing me for a patsy. But I've got to admit, it was a pretty fair scheme.
Then later, Sebastian contacts you and gives you the first postcard.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you it is part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. But Sebastian didn't move fast enough, so he wound up dead.
But his confederate Gruner sent him a second card.
Probably mail before Sebastian was killed.
It is possible. Now, the first postcard is a picture of this Kleibach Inn.
Yeah, and according to Otto, the innkeeper, it's not the best picture of the inn. I asked him about Gruner. He said he thought he'd heard the name somewhere, but that Gruner hadn't been a guest here.
Perhaps he is down in the village.
Well, I'm going to check that today. But if the diamonds are in the village, why the postcard of the inn? And why the second postcard of the ski hut on the ridge?
I do not know. Is there anybody here at the inn that you suspect of being an accomplice of Gruner and Sebastian?
Ilsa Schaefer, for one. She claims Sebastian told her he'd meet her here in a few days for some skiing.
I see. Anyone else?
An Englishman named Jeffrey Harris. He seems pretty interested in me. Claims he thought I was a friend of his from London.
He might be telling the truth.
Yeah, he might be. But I found out he likes to climb mountains. And he was up there somewhere this morning when Ilse and I were skiing and got shot at.
Do you think Fräulein Schaefer could have maneuvered you into that position?
Well, if she did, she had a lot of confidence in the marksmanship of her buddy in the rocks.
And you told me she suggested a route of escape which ended suddenly at a cliff.
Which I almost went off of. Yeah, Inspector, I hate to say it, but she could be the one. And I've got to find out one way or the other. Which means I'm going to stick pretty close to her for the time being.
I gather that prospect is not entirely unpleasant to you. But be careful, Herr Dollar. She could be dangerous.
So could Jeffrey Harris. On my way to the ski hut this afternoon, I spotted him down the mountain from me.
And the ski hut had been torn apart.
Yeah. If the diamonds were there, they're gone now. And Harris could be the boy who beat me to them.
If he or anybody attempts to leave Kleibach, one of my men at the railroad station will report it. Well, I must be getting back to Zurich, Herr Dollar. Who knows? Perhaps these postcards are just decoys.
And the stones are still in Zurich? No. No, I'd bet my bottom dollar they're here in Kleibach somewhere. If I could only figure out the meaning of those postcards.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would the man who attacked you in Zurich have come here?
He must be hiding out in the village somewhere.
Well, perhaps I can turn up something else of help in Zurich.
Right now, Inspector, anything would be of help, believe me.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Enjoy Magazine and find out what's going on here in the North State with a variety of articles and discussions about things to do and places to see right here in Northern California. That's Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Backed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
After Inspector Honiger left, I studied the postcards again, but I got nowhere. One at the inn, the other at the ski hut. What did they mean? I went out on the balcony outside my room and looked up at the mountains. But I couldn't see the ski hut from there. A ridge was in the way. I did see something else, though. 3 rooms down the balcony, Jeffrey Harris's French doors were open. His room was empty. So I decided to have a look. I wasn't sure just what I was looking for. Something, anything that would indicate whether or not Harris was involved in the whole thing. I worked my way to the closet, turning up one big nothing. His clothes were hung neatly in place, and in one corner was stacked some climbing gear. I reached around behind it, and my hand touched metal. I pulled it into view. A rifle with a telescopic sight. I sniffed at the barrel. The gun had been fired recently.
Good evening, Herr Dollar.
Hello, Otto. Look, have you seen Jeffrey Harris lately?
The Englishman? Not since late afternoon. All day long he was out climbing the mountain.
Yeah, I know.
He no sooner got back than he went out again. Before dinner. It was a good dinner tonight, too.
Any idea where he went?
None.
Could be in the village. Look, tell me something. When he arrived here at your inn, did he have a gun case in his luggage?
He had a lot of climbing equipment, but I did not notice a gun case.
Well, he could have taken it apart and packed it in his suitcase.
Why do you ask, Herr Dollar?
Oh, skip it. I'll see you later, Otto.
Johnny.
Oh. Hello, Elsa.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah?
Have you been able to find out who are shooting at us up on the ridge this morning?
I'm not sure. Yet.
You still do not trust me, do you?
I don't know, Elsa.
What can I do to prove to you that I am not involved?
In what?
Anything. The diamond robbery, the murder of Sebastian, the attempt on your life this morning. I like you, Johnny. I don't want you thinking such things about me.
Look, let's talk about it later on.
Why not now?
I have to go into the village.
Well, perhaps I could go with you, Johnny. Do you mind?
No. Matter of fact, that might be a good idea.
Nice in the village tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Quiet, too.
You seem to be looking for something, Johnny.
For someone, Elsa.
Who?
The Englishman, Jeffrey Harris.
Oh?
You told me you'd never seen him before you came here to Kleibach.
That is right.
Then he wasn't a friend of Sebastian's.
Not as far as I know.
Well, an hour ago, in Harris's room, I found a rifle with a telescopic sight.
You mean that Harris is the one who shot at you this morning?
Otto, the innkeeper, told me Harris went mountain climbing today. I saw him on his way down late this afternoon. But he isn't at the inn now.
You think he's down here in the village?
Maybe. That's why...
What's the matter?
Hold it, Elsa. Well. Looks like maybe the village isn't so quiet after all.
What do you mean?
I think somebody's following us.
What?
Come on now, start walking. Yeah.
Where?
Across the street and back a ways in the shadows.
What are you going to do, Johnny?
Figure out a way. Wait a minute. That alley up ahead. We'll turn into it.
Oh, Johnny.
Don't turn your head, Elsa. Okay, into the alley now. Good. You can't see us here.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Bruner, Jeffrey, Harris, even the guy who jumped me back in Zurich thinking I had the diamonds. Keep going.
You think he'll come into this alley?
That's what I'm hoping. All right, now here we are. The doorway here will do very nicely. Look, Ilse, you keep going down the alley. Cut across to the next street and go back to the inn.
But what are you going to do?
Wait for him. Go on now, go on.
No, Johnny.
Look, you do as
I want to stay with you.
Don't be silly. It could get a little rough around here all of a sudden.
Johnny.
There's nothing you can do here, Ilse. So do what I tell you. Now get moving. Now. She looked at me a moment, then went down the alley and out of sight. A couple of minutes went by. Nothing. Then I heard steps. He was approaching the alley, whoever he was. Now he was at the entrance. I pressed back into the doorway. A few more feet and... Wait a minute. He decided not to bite. I edged out of the doorway and back to the mouth of the alley. Then I stuck my head around the corner. Nobody. He must have ducked into a building or down the street. It sounded like Ilse from the next street. I cut through the alley. Then I spotted a couple of people in front of a small hotel down the street. They were jabbering excitedly. There was a man crumpled up on the ground. Ilse saw me and ran over.
Johnny! Oh, Johnny!
What's the matter, Ilse?
He fell out of the upstairs window, almost in front of
me.
Who
is it?
It's Sebastian's friend, Gruner.
Gruner. The guy who'd been writing postcards to Sebastian. Gruner. The only man in the world who knew where the diamonds were hidden. My one lead. Dead.
Now here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the wind-up. I find out some people will not hesitate to kill anyone who gets in their way. And that's not so good when the man in the way is me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Jumstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Was the penultimate episode of The Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played out in October 1956. We'll present the exciting finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Edward G. Robinson in a 1945 offering of suspense. Well, the following year, he would be seen in the film The Stranger, playing a special agent hunting a Nazi hiding out in the post-war United States. You recall who played his target? This very famous fellow was also known for radio, and he directed the picture as well. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard the locked out jailbird sing.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more.
They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer.
That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77.
Well, love, love it, darling. Come and go with me. Home with me. Way beyond the sea. I need you, darling. So come go with me.
Order That's That's Rock and Roll Now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. Rewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about the 1946 film noir motion picture, The Stranger. It featured Edward G. Robinson as a special agent on the hunt for a Nazi that's hiding out in the post-war United States. Starring as his prey was none other than the great Orson Welles, who also directed the film. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and a reminder, take a moment to visit our website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.